Chodesh Nisan begins the Sefer Vayikra, which details the various karbanos and kapara. Chodesh Nisan is a month of kapara similar to the month of Tishrei. And there are numerous parallels between these 2 months, between the Yom Tovim of these 2 months. Let's go through one by one to understand that the connection between Pesach and Sukkot, Nisan and Tishrei. So the poskim write that there's a prevalent custom in minhag to immerse in the mikvah before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's brought down in the poskim in Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. So do we have such a minhag when it comes to Nisan? So last week we read in Parshas Vayakel and Parshas Pekudei, and the Chida notes that the gematria Vayakel 151 is the same exact gematria as mikvah. And further he notes that the word hukam, as in the word hukam of Mishkan, that the Mishkan was brought up, the word hukam have the same exact letters, then of course the same gematria as mikvah as well. And although the classic mikvah involves immersing in water, we have examples in Shas and Chazal whereby one can accomplish the same effects of the mikvah through other means. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes, for example, says that passing through fire produces the same results. Yet man couldn't survive passing through fire. Additionally, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Tezayim and Alf says that the Limud HaTorah cleanses the soul, cleanses the neshama like a mikvah itself. The Gemara points out how the ohel connects to a nachal and a pasuk from Parshas Balak. Just like a nachal of water, a river, a mikvah, can be mitahir a person, so too a limud HaTorah can be mitahir a person like a mikvah. And so by extension, the Mishkan of Vayakel, hukam a Mishkan, the Mishkan in the presence of the Shechina, is a spiritual cleansing like a mikvah itself. When a person enters into the Mishkan, entering into the Mishkan is like going to the mikvah. So reading Vayakel Bakude last week is somehow an element of the mikvah prior to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, prior to the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan, if you will. Now, the idea that Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself serves as Rosh Hashanah is an idea stated clearly in the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah states that the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is one of the 4 Rosh Hashanahs of the year. And just like Aleph Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah, so too Aleph Nisan is a Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua debate whether the world was created on the first day of Tishrei or on the first day of Nisan. And Tosos and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says that there's no debate. They're both correct. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. Hashem conceived of the world in Tishrei. B'machshava He created the world. And He actually created the world b'maisa in Nisan. So this clearly parallels the two days, the 2 Rosh Hashanahs of Aleph Nisan and Aleph Tishrei. They both are preceded by a mikvah, an actual mikvah, or the building of the Mishkan, which itself served as a mikvah, on to Aleph Tishrei, Aleph Nisan. The Shem Shmuel asks, when it came to the Karim Pesach and Nisan, why was Klai Yisrael told about setting aside a sheep for Karim Pesach already in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if they didn't actually have to buy the sheep until the 10th of Nisan? And the Shem Yishmael answers that these 10 days, from Aleph Nisan to Yud Nisan, these are days of preparation which correspond to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. These are days of introspection, days of cleansing and repentance. So going along this idea, that means the 10th of Nisan, which was Shabbos HaGadol Mitzrayim. The 10th of Nisan was Shabbos, it's called Shabbos HaGadol. That was a big day that they got the sheep. That corresponds to the 10th of Tishrei, Yom Kippur itself. So it's of no coincidence that these are the only 2 times a year where Halacha dictates that the Rav must give a Shabbos Drasha, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos HaGadol. So the 10 days into Nisan are connected to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shuva. And the Gemara also draws a parallel between Pesach and Sukkot itself. vis-a-vis the Gzer Shava Tesvav Tesvav. Tesvav Tishrei, Tesvav Nisan. And we learn various halachas from the two. So we see the parallels of Nisan and Tishrei are quite clear. From the mikvah to Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Metshuva, Yom Kippur, Pesach and Sukkot itself. And although both months, both Tishrei and Nisan, are months of tshuva, the Svarim point out that there's a fundamental difference between the 2 months, between the two types of tshuvas. Tishrei is a time of tshuva through fear, through tshuva me'av, me'yira rather. While Nisan is a time of tshuva me'av, tshuva through love. The Gemara in Yuma explains that the difference between the two is that tshuva me'yira transforms zidonos into shkagos, and even shkagos still require a kapara. While tshuva me'av is a higher level, it transforms sin into mitzvah. It transforms zidonos nasos kizichuyos. And even though tshuva through fear softens the sin, in the end they are still considered shkagos and still demand kapara. So Tishrei is a time of din. Tzimehadin, it's tshuva meyir. Well, Nisan and Pesach is a time of tshuva me'ava, tshuva through love. Chazal teach us that bread represents sin. Bread represents aveira and yetzahara. And for this reason, there's a practice to throw bread during tashlich, to symbolize throwing away the shkagos. Pesach time, on the other hand, is a time of tshuva me'ava, which transforms the sin into mitzvah, transforms the zedonos into zechuyos. It's something that we want to embrace, something we want to hold on to. We want the bread. So for this reason, we burn the chametz before Pesach, because it elevates the sin. It elevates the bread. It elevates the chametz and goes up to Shemayim as mitzvahs. We don't get rid of them, we want them. We want them to go into Shemayim. It says in Parshas Vayikra, Asher Nasi Yechta, when the Nasi sins. Based on the Gemara, Rashi notes that the strange usage of the word Asher instead of the word Ki. Why doesn't it say Ki Nasi Yechta like by all the other psukim in the Parsha? What does it mean Asher Nasi Yechta? So the Gemara explains, as Rashi quotes, Asher Hador She Nasi Shelo Notein Lev Lahavi Kapara Shkagaso. Praiseworthy is the generation where the Nasi brings his kapara on his shogeg. Kavachomer shemeschari al zedonosav. Certainly he's going to regret, have remorse on his sins performed willingly. And the generation has such a great leader, and the generation will learn from them. So, Ashrei HaNasi, Ashrei HaDor Shenasi Shelo Yech, Ashrei Nasi Yech. So the Nasi of each Shevet brought a carbon each of the first 12 days of Nisan, leading up to the completion of the Mishkan. And somehow the practice of reading the corresponding psukim on each day, each of the first 12 days of Nisan, this reminds us of Asher Ador Shenasi Shelo Nosin Lev Lavi Kapara. Asher Nasi Yechta. These are the days of tshuva. Tshuva through love, compassion and love. We look to our leaders, we look to our nesim, that if they're doing tshuva, then certainly we're going to do tshuva. So this is a month of tshuva, but a month to draw closer. Not a month of sumerah to get rid of the evil, but an aseh tov, to draw closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. May we merit that our sin turn into mitzvah. And these new zechuyos, these adonis that are nasish kizechuyos, we should be zocha with these new zechuyos to greet the Mashiach, and here v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.